You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Gloria Ross again from New Life Assembly of God, and we're located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number that you can reach us is 321-255-6999. Remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Amen.
We praise the Lord out there in Radio Land. Once again, this is your radio pastor, James Ross. We thank God for the opportunity that we can come into your homes and prison cells and automobiles, wherever you are, just to tell you about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He still saves.
Amen.
He loves you. Praise God. So we want to talk today about faith. The subject is faith. Faith in God.
Amen.
Jesus said, have faith in God.
Yes.
So we want to talk to you today concerning the word of God, having faith in God. So we're going to start out, first of all, I would appreciate if everyone that tuned in to the broadcast, if you have a Bible in close proximity, just pick it up and follow us through the scriptures, because I want God to speak to you as well as He has spoken unto me concerning this subject.
Amen.
Faith. Praise God. In Romans 1 and verse 16, I just want to cap that off and let you know that Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church of Rome, he was explaining to them that he was not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. So the whole idea is that the gospel came to the Jews first. Thank God for the Jews, because then without them, we would not have the gospel.
Amen.
So we believe and trust in what the word of God says. So, Minister Gloria, would you read the 17th verse there? Praise God.
It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. This is a lifestyle. This
yes,
is how
Pastor.
We that are born again should live, by faith, not by our own ability or strength pertaining to the things of the kingdom of God, but by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise.
This is why the word of God says, from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
Yes.
God is so good.
Yes, He is.
Merciful and compassionate. And He loves us. And we have to have faith in God, as Jesus said, or have the God kind of faith.
Yes, yes.
We are to call those things that be not as though they were. Evangelists, you know that this is a walk of faith. A walk of faith.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
It's a lifestyle that we all should be living as a child of God.
Beautiful, Pastor. It's a lifestyle for the believer.
Amen.
You can't walk no other way but by faith.
Praise God. This is from faith to faith.
Yes.
And from glory to glory. Now, every one of us that are born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Should be living by faith, not by the outer man, but by the inward man.
Amen.
The one that is constantly supplying us with revelation and
yes.
knowledge and wisdom. and all the things that God intended for us to have as a child of God. So this lifestyle of faith, praise God, we know that we've been regenerated. We believe what the Word of God says. And the thing of it is that we're going to live by faith. You know, it's not an easy thing for people to say, well, you're living by faith, because faith is something that that we cannot see with our natural eyes.
Amen, Pastor. That's
the whole thing, is that we cannot see faith. I remember when the four men carried this paraplegic where Jesus was having a meeting there.
Yes.
And what happened is that they took the roof off and lowered this man down. The one that was the paraplegic, what was happening is that they brought him there to get healed. That's what they did. They brought him there to get healed.
Yes, they did, Pastor.
But Jesus saw their faith and told him that your sins are forgiven.
Yes.
You see, he wanted to get healed. So God looks at a lot of things here. And he told him, he said, well, your sins are forgiven. So this walk, lifestyle of faith, is how we are to live as children of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, I want somebody to read in Romans the fifth chapter there in verse 1, because I tell you, it's a lifestyle of faith. We must have faith in God and only in God. A lot of us have faith in all kinds of other things in ourselves. We try to say, well, I believe that if I sat down on that chair, that I have the faith to believe that it's going to hold me up. Well, that's not faith, because faith is something you can't see.
Exactly.
Amen. It's
Amen.
Something that you can't see. So, Evangelist, would you read Romans 5 and verse 1? Praise God. The fifth chapter of Romans.
Amen.
And verse 1.
As it is written, Pastor, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're justified just like we have faith all the time, Pastor. It's his faith. Now, Pastor, when you was talking, I'm thinking about this faith. You got to have faith in God who you don't see. It ain't the things you praying about, Pastor. You better pray first that you have faith in God.
The whole idea is that faith is something you cannot see with your natural eyes.
Amen.
That according to what the Word of God says. So in Romans 5 and verse 1, it says that therefore being justified by faith. See, we've been found not guilty and declared righteous by faith
Amen.
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that's about as clear as it could get there. Mm-hmm. You know, having faith, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. God's not mad with us. God loves us.
Amen.
And this is why, by having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we've made peace with God. We
Thank
can't make
peace
in any other way.
Thank him for your peace, God.
Praise God. Therefore, let's look at what it says. Apostle Paul is saying, therefore, being justified. How? By faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're not justified any other way except by faith. And being justified by faith, then we have, not trying to get, not will be, but we have peace with God
Amen.
To our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's the one. He's the peace. He's that spiritual peace that we have. Praise
Amen.
God. The Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you something else. By faith, we have access into this grace.
Oh yes.
Into this grace by faith. Praise God. A lot of people walking around, they say, oh, well, yeah, thank God for the grace. But listen, do you have faith? Do you have faith in this grace?
Mm.
Praise
Amen.
God. Minister Glory, would you like to read the
verse? By whom also we have access by faith unto this grace.
Into this grace.
Wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, we all know what grace is.
Yes.
Grace is the goodness of God
Amen.
That's been given to undeserving people.
Amen.
We don't deserve what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Grace, some folks say, is the unmerited favor of God Amen. Toward mankind.
Amen.
It's still the goodness of God
yes.
that's given to undeserving people because we don't deserve mm-hmm. what we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is why this is a lifestyle of faith.
Lifestyle.
Our faith
Amen.
Is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy wants you to have faith in your own ability, your own strength. He wants you to feel that you are able to do this without God. But I want to tell you out there in Radio Land, and even on this panel here, that our faith must be in God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is God.
Yes.
I remember Amen. Reading in Mark 11 there when Jesus told the disciples, said, have faith in God. He never said, have faith in your church
no.
or have faith in your pastor
mm-hmm.
or have faith in this, that, and the other. He said, have faith in God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I mean,
Amen.
That's some powerful word.
Yes, ma'am.
Have faith in God or perhaps the God kind of faith.
Yes.
Amen.
The God kind of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very powerful there
mm-hmm.
when you look at it because it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
And we all falter at times because our faith, when things get to be rather difficult, we resort back to other things. But no, we have to be steadfast and unmovable.
That's right.
And always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Right.
For as much as we know our faith is, or our works is not in vain in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Now, evangelist, you remember we were talking about a while back that we were talking about having a God kind of faith.
Yes.
Now, God spoke to in Romans 4. And matter of fact, let's go there. In Romans 4 and verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because, I mean, God spoke to Abraham there. Mm-hmm. And Abraham was the father of faith.
Yes.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. His faith.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, can we break down faith to the listeners, because we want them to understand what faith is.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is trust.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is assurance in the word of the living God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is the title deed.
Yes,
it's
go
it's
ahead,
the assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So this lifestyle that we have is a lifestyle of faith.
Beautiful.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Who would like to read Romans 4 and verse 17? And we're going down there with that.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations.
Now, he's talking to Abraham now, so
yes.
we need to know who exactly he's talking to, praise God. And
before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead,
mm-hmm.
and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Now, that's
faith.
That's faith.
That's right. He's the father of faith.
That's, the God kind of faith.
God
yes.
kind of faith.
When you see something, it's not there, but you're saying that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you're bringing things from the invisible realm into the visible realm.
Go ahead,
realm.
Master.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling those things that be not as though
they
were. And that's what God... matter of fact, God, this is what took place in Genesis 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, when mm-hmm. God spoke, Pastor.
Exactly. He spoke.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes, he did.
So we are to have the God kind of faith.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Our faith should be in God, the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and we should walk circumspectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We
yes.
should believe what God has said to us in his word, and don't try to make something happen. Just believe what God said and walk accordingly.
Amen.
It is what?
Richard.
A lifestyle of faith.
It's yeah. a lifestyle of faith, Pastor. You summed it up.
You know, yeah. And I know the Bible has promises, and we are supposed to believe in all the promises of God.
Amen.
Because all the promises of God are yea and amen in him. But look at what Abraham, he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief.
Mm. Well, see, that is true. When God spoke to Abraham, I mean, if you heard from God and God told you to do something, then could you doubt him?
No. No.
So he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief.
But was strong in faith.
Praise God.
Giving glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And fully persuaded. This is what we need. Be fully persuaded.
Praise God.
That fully what he had promised, he was able yeah. also to perform.
Now, isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
God's promises, like you said, Mr. Gloria, they're yea and amen. Yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
God's promises. So our faith is in the promises of God.
Amen.
That's the lifestyle that we live. God promised us this. God will keep his part of the mark because mm-hmm. we have a covenant relationship with our God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. God can't lie, Pastor.
No, he cannot lie.
Can't lie.
Well, let's look at that verse of Scripture. Go to Numbers 23 and verse 19.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Glory to God. We know that God can't lie.
No.
And what he said, he'll bring it to pass.
That's God. Right.
Praise God. Praise Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a lifestyle of faith.
Mm-hmm.
If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it.
Mm-hmm.
That settles it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
So, Evangelist, you want to read the Numbers 23 and verse 19?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Neither the Son of Man that he should repent.
Mm.
Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I have received commandment to bless,
mm-hmm.
and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse
Listen,
it.
Listen, that's wow. a praise wow. the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Only God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You cannot reverse it.
No. Was he blessed?
He has blessed you.
That's right.
So why are we walking the way that we do today and not thinking that the promises of God are yea and amen?
Yes.
And that the lifestyle that we have is a lifestyle of faith, believing what God has said in his word and walking accordingly.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. We don't have to see what we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
God says that, and that's not faith anyway. If you see it,
you don't
need faith for it.
That's correct, because mm-hmm. you see it.
Amen, because you see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've often said that hope, like a lot of people say, well, I have hope that God will do this. Well, hope is futuristic.
Like
yes.
But faith is now. Right now.
That's what it says.
Amen.
So whatever it is that we are believing God for, mm-hmm. we exercise our faith now. Matter of fact, and I know that faith is now because the Scripture tells us that.
That's what the Word says.
Amen. That's what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So this lifestyle of faith is what we just can't say something and then walk on off and forget about what we said. No. It's right now. And Minister Glory, would you read?
It says Hebrews 11:1. It says now faith.
When?
Now.
It's not tomorrow?
Nope. Now.
It's not yesterday?
Now.
Oh, it's right now.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
So God, through his word, is giving us the spiritual understanding
mm-hmm.
that faith is something which you cannot see with your natural eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, is that right?
Yes.
That's because what faith is all about, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
The Scripture tells us that.
Yes.
That faith is a present reality. So faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I like to say it this way because faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can't see faith.
That's correct.
But you can see the results of faith.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Pastor?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Faith brings substance.
Yes.
You can handle it. You can touch it, Pastor. Because when the faith, when whatever you're praying about is tangible, you can see it, Pastor. Because you believe for it without seeing.
Mm.
Yes. You see the results of faith.
Right? Yes. Yes.
If you believe in God for whatever it may be, then it has to be right now. And believing that you've got this thing, but you know from a natural perspective, you don't have it in your hand. It's not visible.
Yet.
You know, it has not arrived.
Yes.
But you know that it's coming.
It is.
Because God said it, that his promises are yea and amen.
Amen.
And when we speak the word of God to God, then we know that we will have what we said unto God.
Mm-hmm.
So faith is now, mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not tomorrow.
Yes.
It never was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is right now.
Now, faith.
And I tell you, that's where the lifestyle of faith comes. We all are believing God for certain things that in our lives as children of God. I don't know what you believe in God for, But there are many things that we do believe God for, and we have to believe that we have what we are asking God for.
Yes.
Now, some people will say, well, this is a word of faith that you're talking about and all this. No, it's not. The scripture tells us this. Mm-hmm. I believe what the word of God says. Mm-hmm. Praise God as best as I can. I believe what the word of God says because it's a lifestyle.
You know, and you know, Pastor, 2 Corinthians 4:18, which is a familiar scripture.
Yes.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
Mm-hmm.
For the things which are seen, they're temporal. They're subject to change. Amen?
Yes.
But the things which are not seen, they are eternal. And that's faith.
Praise God. That is faith.
That is faith.
Because right now, but let's look back at that verse of scripture there, because it says that while we look not at the things which are
seen.
So in other words, we're not looking at the natural things.
No.
We're looking at the things that are not seen.
Seen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that are not seen, they are eternal.
Mm-hmm.
So faith is powerful there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that the things that are not there.
Yeah.
It's just that you can't see them with your natural eyes.
Exactly.
And that's the most important thing. That's why Abraham, he didn't stagger not at the promises of God through unbelief.
Hallelujah.
But he believed that God, whatever God had promised him, he was able to bring it to pass.
Amen.
And we should believe the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should be walking accordingly to what the will of God says, having faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Minister Glory, it's amazing how things there are subject to change in that 18th verse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're subject to change.
Yes.
The natural things.
Yeah.
They're temporal.
Temporal.
Mm-hmm. But the spiritual things are eternal.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We should be seeking after spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people look and they say, oh, well, I don't see that many people. Or see, they're in the natural.
Yes.
They're in the flesh. And they don't know that faith is in action there.
Yes.
Faith is in action.
Yes.
Praise God. Folks are walking by faith.
Call of those things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Isn't it wonderful there? It's a lifestyle of faith. It's a lifestyle. We live by that. That's what Apostle Paul was saying, that the just, if you're justified, if you've been found not guilty and declared righteous, you should be living by faith.
Amen.
That's all of us should be living by faith.
Every time we get up in the morning, Pastor, is by faith. When we lay down, is by faith.
Yes.
We're expecting, Pastor, how much faith do we have? We have faith enough to know that we don't care nothing about what's going to happen for tomorrow, because we're expecting us to be here tomorrow.
Amen.
We don't worry about when we go to bed, Pastor. The furthest thing from my mind is, I'm going to get up in the morning. You don't think nothing like that, Pastor. You're supposed to be here in the morning. That's what you're telling your flesh. When I get up, I get up. I get up. Because you're not looking that God got you up, Pastor.
Well, the whole thing is that one have that type of thinking is that I strongly believe that they really need to read another verse of scripture there, because the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is that I as far as what I've read, it says that take no thought for tomorrow.
That's what the word says, Pastor.
For tomorrow will take care of the things of itself.
That's,
you know,
correct.
What is happening is that we pack all these things into a day and say, well, tomorrow I'll be doing this, I'll be doing that. Well, biblical examples was the man that had all these barns. He said he got these barns that he was going to build, and he said, well, next year he's going to tear them down and have more. And what did Jesus say?
Thy food, thy soul is required of thee tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. Not tomorrow, Pastor.
Tonight.
Tonight.
So that's the whole thing, is that we should, if by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
The grace.
And if you go to James 4:13-14, it says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what you should be doing done in the morning. But what is your life? is a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away.
Yeah.
So we ought to say, if the Lord will,
that's correct,
we shall live and do this and do that.
Yes. That's why it requires strong meditation on the Word of God and walking a lifestyle of faith. Mm-hmm. Lifestyle of faith. You know, there are other things that's going on, but faith is the most important commodity that one has in his life as a child of God, because you can't get anything from God except by faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's correct.
You can't get anything from God except by faith.
That's what it says.
Because a lot of people are hoping and saying, well, I hope God will do this, do that. God has already spoken to us concerning his word. I mean, we are the ones that are to live by what his word says. Mm-hmm. And to live by what his word says is to live by faith. It's a lifestyle of faith. And I'm not sitting here behind this microphone thinking that I got everything under control. That is not the image that I'm projecting. What I am saying is that it's a lifestyle of faith, and we must believe God in what he says, but it's now. His promises to us all are right now.
Amen.
You know? So let's look at another verse of scripture here, because I want to kind of like give verses of scripture so
yes,
that
Pastor,
you're following us in your word, that you'll be able to see what we're talking about, because then we'll let God speak to you as well as he's speaking to us. Now, we know that faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelists, you know that. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. You know, you can't see faith, but you can see the results of faith.
Amen. We can't see God, but we believe in him, Pastor.
Praise God. Very good point there. We can't see God. There's the wind out there. We know that it exists, but we can't see it with
our
natural eyes.
That's correct, Pastor.
Well, listen, I want to tell you that we're going to go to another verse of scripture, but stay tuned. We'll be right back after the station break.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Praise God. We're back from the break. Glory to God. We're talking about faith is a lifestyle.
Yes.
And we are to live by faith. As a child of God, we have to live by faith. So let's look at another verse of scripture here. We're going to go to Mark 11 and verse 24. Praise God. We want to look at something there. And like I said, it's a lifestyle of faith. We have to believe what the word of God says. If faith is now and not tomorrow, nor it could be yesterday, then we have to believe whatever we're asking God for, we have to believe that we have it.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We have to believe that we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't believe that we're having it, we have it, then we're actually hoping. See, and faith is not hope.
Before we go to Mark 11, Pastor, I would like to just go over Hebrews 11:6. And this is for believers.
Yes.
But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. There you go. You must have faith in order to please him. And for him that cometh to God, he just must believe.
Amen.
That's the whole idea, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Seek him and believe what he has done on the cross of Calvary.
Well, praise God. Now, how is that? Why would I come to somebody in whom I don't believe?
No, you wouldn't.
It makes no sense.
Doesn't make any
sense. Why would I come to someone whom I don't have faith in?
Exactly.
Praise God. So the scripture tells us now faith. Praise the Lord.
And then if
now
you're in faith. Doubt, you're in sin. So what?
Yes.
Believe. Just believe.
That's correct.
By faith. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Because that's the only way you're going to please him.
Well,
is faith.
Without faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without faith, it says it's impossible.
Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say that you might not, but it says it's impossible.
Amen.
How many of us out there in radio land, and even sitting around on this panel here, are we living by faith? Are we living by what we can see with our natural eyes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a question
all
of
good
us
question.
Can ask ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
how are we living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
mean, are we living according to the mere existence of mm-hmm. things that are in the natural?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we doing things pertaining to the kingdom of God, it's all by faith.
Yes, because the scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes. Well, hold that verse of scripture. We want to just go to Mark 11 and verse 24. Amen. First of all, and we want to look at something that's very clear.
Yes.
That, and it shows us that whatever it is, it's right now. It's not tomorrow. And this verse of scripture marry itself with Hebrew 11 in verse 1. Now, Evangelist, would you read that the 24th verse there of Mark 11?
The word says, as it is written, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye, which is you, receive them and ye shall have them.
Amen.
So now that's crystal clear there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So if you believe in God for whatever it may be in his word, then you know that right now that you have to believe this, because it can't be tomorrow. It can't be after you pray. Mm-hmm. It says when you pray.
Yes. When you pray.
When
this is Jesus talking to Pastor in the red.
Yes, it is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
No disciple passes the Lamb himself.
No, he said that, you know, to have faith in God. That's who spoke to us about it.
Yes.
So the thing is, says that whatever your desire is, mm-hmm. you're to believe that you have received it.
Yes.
And you shall have it.
Yes.
Isn't that scripture says?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, says, mm-hmm. Pastor. Mm-hmm. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire.
And your desire should be
ye
God's.
Ye pray. And believe that ye receive mm-hmm. them. And guess what, Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one thing.
Yeah.
There are many, plural, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You shall have them. That ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them.
Mm-hmm. Now, God's desire should be our desire. Well, our desire should be God's desire.
Yes, yes.
It shouldn't just be anything, but according to the word of God, he cannot lie.
Well, yes, our desire
should be his desire.
Should be God's desire.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And by faith, we're living according. No, this is not something that relatively simple, because what happened is that a lot of times we have a desire, but it has to be according to the word of God.
Amen.
And a lot of people say, well, I desire to have such and such case. Yeah, well, the thing of it is that, well, is it according to the will of God?
According to the word. Amen.
Because the psalmist said that in Psalms 119 and verse 11,
mm-hmm.
said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against.
That's the word.
Me. So the whole thing is that what's in our heart, that is mm-hmm. what we're talking about here concerning our desire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So faith moves in and believe exactly what the word says, because it's a lifestyle of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We are all should be living according, as a child of God, living according to faith in what the word of God says.
Yes. Amen.
Now, anybody else got something they want to say to that, add to that? Because I tell you, that is how we are to live. You, me, it doesn't matter what status you have, or perhaps what position that you have in the church. No, this is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
We are to live by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And walk by faith.
Yep.
Yeah,
now,
amen.
You made mention that, Minister Gloria, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
therefore,
God. 2 Corinthians 5
uh-huh.
and verse 7, you're saying that
mm-hmm.
that's how we walk?
Mm-hmm. By faith and not by sight.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
So we order our behavior
mm-hmm.
by faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. That's how we order our behavior by faith.
Amen.
In other words, that's how we're living.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
It's a lifestyle, Pastor.
That's exactly what it is. It's
mm-hmm.
a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I have to consider my own self in terms of how I'm living. You know, we can sit here and talk about how you should live, but the most important thing is, how am I living? Am I living by faith? Do I believe mm-hmm. what the word of God says? Do I believe the promises of God by faith? These things are so simple, but yet it's difficult because a lot of us, we fail to understand that there's a lifestyle of faith, and faith is right now. It's not tomorrow, and it definitely wasn't yesterday. It is right now. It says, now faith. Now, that's powerful there.
Yes.
Right now. Now faith. Praise God. So, Apostle Paul was speaking there in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, and he was talking about, for we walk.
It's a walk.
But we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, that's clear.
Yes.
You know, that's very clear. We walk by faith. I wonder if we all understand what he's actually saying there in terms of...
We walk by the word of God and not by our senses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. We walk by the word of God.
Yes, the word, yes. Mm-hmm. How many of us are walking like that? If it's a lifestyle of faith, you've been found not guilty and justified and declared righteous before God, and the word of God says that we are to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, anything that pertaining to what God has for us, it has to be by faith. Mm-hmm. It has to be by faith.
Amen.
No other way but by faith. So, Apostle Paul wrote the second epistle to the church of Corinth.
Amen.
Explaining to them that the walk that we have is not by sight, it's by faith. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
It's by faith. So, in other words, he's saying that we don't walk by the things which we see with our natural eyes.
No.
That's basically what he's saying, you know?
Yes, he did.
We don't walk by the things which we see with our natural eyes, because the things we see with our natural eyes, they are subject to change.
Yes.
They are temporal.
Yes.
We don't walk by that when it comes to the things of God. Now, you have to clarify that, because a lot of times if you are crossing the street or you are driving your automobile, you have to resort to the senses, the five senses that you have. You have to utilize those. But the thing, when it comes to the things of God. Now, you hear a lot of people say, well, I'm driving by faith. See, they don't really realize what they're saying, because faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
So if you're driving with your eyes closed, you're not acknowledging the natural things that are surrounding you, you definitely will have all kinds of problems.
Yes.
You cannot cross the street by faith. You have to use your senses.
Yes, you do.
Amen. You have to use your eyes and look and see these natural things that are in operation there. It's, now, when it comes to things of God, we walk by faith.
Amen.
We live by faith. Praise God.
Amen.
So is it fair to say, is this our faith or the faith that God has given us? Because I know in Romans 12, it says God has dealt to every man a measure of faith.
Amen.
So now, by us believing what the word of God says, faith keeps building and
yes,
building.
Yes, it does, Pastor.
And I thought about that. I always talk about that little seed, that mustard seed.
Yes.
Once you continue staying in the word, being obedient to the word of God, believing what Christ has done across the Calvary, now your faith grows and it can become like a sycamore tree.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. You won't stay the same.
Won't stay the same. Amen.
You grow.
You grow.
From faith to faith and glory to glory.
Amen.
Well, since you made mention that in Romans 12 there, God has dealt that every man a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that we are to build on that faith.
Yes.
And how we build on that faith is according to the word of God. Because
Amen.
Apostle Paul said in Romans 10 and verse 17, so then faith cometh mm-hmm. by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
So when we hear the word of God, we are building on the faith that God has dealt us.
Amen.
He gave us that measure of faith for us to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Would
yes.
you believe any other time without that faith that he's given us? No. You won't believe that Jesus is the Son of God without that measure of faith that God gave, dealt to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why he dealt every man. Mm-hmm. And these epistles are not written to sinners.
No,
they're written to Christians, to church folk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see? So he's talking, that's who he's talking to us. So in order, if there's no word or the word of God is not present, then you won't have faith, because faith cometh by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Has to be. This is why it's so important there that when we pray for people, we want to first preach or teach the word of God.
Amen.
So that faith will be present. Praise
Amen.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Jesus said that he went there and he couldn't do any mighty works because of
their unbelief.
Mm-hmm. You know, folks didn't have no faith in what he was doing. He couldn't heal many because of unbelief. Our faith has to be in the word of God. And the word of God is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the word. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the lifestyle of faith, we all should be living by that's been born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. One cannot make you travel down this road. It is something that you have to understand yourself, because if you expect to receive anything from God, it has to be by faith. God is a God of faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he is, Pastor.
That is what it is. You know, we could have crocodile tears. We can roll all over on the floor and talk. But if you're not exercising faith in God, then you're not going to receive anything from God from a spiritual standpoint.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, the Bible tells us about this faith here. And all of us, we falter here and there. Sometimes we doubt instead of saying, well, I believe that he's going to do this. And I believe that I have what I've asked God. Now, in 1 John 5, in verse 14, unless someone else got something else they want to say, because we're talking about having faith in God, living the lifestyle of faith. As Apostle Paul was saying in Romans 1 and verse 17, listen, he's telling us the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
I'm justified. Are you justified?
Amen.
You've been found not guilty.
Yes.
You've been declared righteous.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we should be living by faith. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 John 5, verse 14, mm-hmm. praise God.
I say, and this is the confidence
yes.
that we have in him.
Praise the Lord.
That if we ask anything according to his will,
yes.
he heareth us.
Now,
the words.
That's right. So, if we ask anything according to his will, this is why our desires must be God's desire.
Yes.
So if we are asking God for something, it has to be according to his will, not my will. Praise God. Praise God. According to the will of God. So what does it say that if we ask anything according to his will?
He heareth
us. Well, his will is the word of God.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what God's will is.
His word.
God's will is his word.
And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask by faith, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
Yes. Now let's go back and look at this thing and qualify it. It says there, if. If is conditional.
Yes, it is.
A lot of times we are asking God for something, but it's not by faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by faith.
No, Pastor.
You see? Because we don't get it.
We're double-minded anyway, Pastor.
And that's how I know it's not by faith. I've asked things, too, and at some point there, haven't gotten it.
Amen.
That's true.
But I'm not thinking that because God has not answered me that it is not forthcoming. I know that his promises are yea and amen.
Yes.
The most important thing is that when I ask God for something, it has to be by faith. Because he's a faith God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
As I said before in the beginning, in Genesis there, he spoke things into existence. He called those things that be not as though they were. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
That is.
That's
amen.
The kind of God that we serve. Mm-hmm. Right now, we amen. Need something from God. It's by faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we have to give the word of God back to God.
Amen.
That's the most important thing, is because the word that God has spoken to us, we give it back to him. So therefore, when we give it back to him, his word cannot return unto him void.
Because it's him talking that.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know what I see in this, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we.
That's right.
Which means that, and they said, I. Mm-hmm. God can hear all of us, Pastor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's not conditional that you got to pray one at a time. God said, and this is the confidence.
That's right. Amen.
You can't come wavering, Pastor, that we have in him, that mm-hmm. if we mm-hmm. ask anything according to his will, he heareth us mm-hmm. more than once. Mm-hmm.
Well, looking at that verse of scripture, it's conditional, because first of all, it says if.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if.
A lot of people are asking things, but it's not according to his will.
That's true.
So he says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
That's
yes.
true. That is true.
Amen. That's true. Mm-hmm. And if we know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if we know.
That he hears us.
Yes.
We know that we have the petition that we desire of him.
Yes.
This is a lifestyle of faith.
Yes, it is.
When we ask God.
It's a lifestyle, Pastor.
If we ask God, I always say, if we ask God, it's conditional, because I don't know how one would ask. If they are asking according to God's will, which is his word, then that's good. But if you're asking according to, asking God according to what you want or your desire, then it's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good. Mm-hmm. Because his word is his will.
Yes.
And if we are asking anything according to his will,
you got to know his will.
So you have to know the will of God.
You have to know the will of God.
And the will of God is the word of God.
Yes.
And this is why this lifestyle of faith, if we walk, we're walking according to the word of God. We pray.
Yes.
The word of God.
That's correct, Pastor.
Amen. We speak the word of God. Teach the word of God. See, it's all about God.
It is.
And this is why it's so important, yeah, that the word has first place in our lives mm-hmm. and be the final authority, because we trust the word. It's a living reality.
Yes. Pastor, if you
living by faith.
If you go into a mirror and you see your reflection, who are you seeing? If you look in the past, when you get up to shave in the morning, mm-hmm. brush your teeth and all, who do you see in that mirror? You see the pastor.
Yes, you do.
But if you quote God's word mm-hmm. and you look in the mirror and quote God's word, God see himself in his word, Pastor. Because well, you're speaking his word.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's kind of like validate that. Let's go to James 1 mm-hmm. and verse 22 there mm-hmm. and thereafter. Because the whole thing is that we're looking into this mirror.
Yes.
The word of God is a
oh,
mirror.
Oh, yeah, Pastor. Okay.
Uh-huh. The word of God is a mirror.
That's right.
Okay, Pastor. You got it. Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to forget what mm-hmm. we saw in this mirror.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's correct, Pastor.
So let's look at what it says here. You want to read that, Minister Glory?
It says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
But wait. Mm-hmm. Be doers of the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Obedient.
Do what the word is. The word of God says.
Yes.
And not just hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Deceiving yourself.
Amen. For any man, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, the man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen. Now, look, the Word of God is a mirror.
It's a mirror.
Yes.
And the reflection that we look in this mirror here, this looking glass, we should see ourselves as God sees us.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. That's how we should see ourselves.
Amen. Yes.
As God sees us.
Amen.
We shouldn't see, looking in this mirror, I shouldn't see myself.
Uh-huh.
I should see how God sees me.
Yes.
As a child of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Because the Bible is a looking glass. James saying it's a looking glass.
Mm-hmm.
A mirror. So a mirror shows reflection. Praise mm-hmm. God.
Yes.
So when we look into this looking glass here, we should see Christ, not ourselves.
That's how people should see us as well. The Christ in us. Amen. Not
yes.
us, ourselves, but seeing the fruit of the Spirit coming up in us. Amen.
Praise Amen. God.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
The lifestyle of faith. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is that when we are looking into this perfect law of liberty here, this in this looking glass, we should see the reflection, which is of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who I am in Him.
Mm-hmm.
See, and God sees me in Him.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. And this... lifestyle of faith. I have to get back to it. Lifestyle of faith.
Lifestyle.
Praise God.
Lifestyle of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Each and every day, not just on Sunday morning or Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's every day.
Every day, 24/7,
mm-hmm.
Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
365 days of the year.
And people should see Christ in us.
That's what I mean.
Right. Which is the hope of glory.
The hope
Which
of glory.
The hope of glory. Mm-hmm. Some might not never read a Bible, Pastor, but
yep.
they look at you and know that there's something about you that they want
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because they see the Christ in you,
Pastor. Yes, amen.
Well, the verse of scripture just came to my mind in Acts 3 and verse 1 when Peter and John was going up into the temple
mm-hmm.
in the hour of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, to make a long story short there, this man that was there at the gate called Beautiful, he was carried every day, you know, he never walked. So he was carried there. And what happened is that he saw Peter and John going up into the temple together. So he was expecting alms. He had his hands out. He was a beggar.
Yep.
So what happened is that the point I'm trying to convey at the moment is that Peter and John, they said, they fastened their eyes on and said, look on us.
Yes, look on us.
Yeah. So I wonder if people today... what do they see when they look on us?
My.
That's
what
true.
Did Peter and John have more than you and I have today as a child of God? The man, Peter said, well, silver and gold have I none.
Mm-hmm.
It's Such obvious the man was expecting to receive money.
Yes, he was.
But my point is that looking on us, do you see Christ?
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God. Do you see Christ in us? What do you see?
Amen.
No, it's a valid question.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a lifestyle of faith, and I'm Peter and John. They kind of expressed themselves later on in that chapter because people were looking at them after this man was healed and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm making is that this man fastened his eyes on Peter and John.
Yes.
And they told him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have,
mm-hmm.
I give unto thee.
They knew what they had.
Rise up in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Rise up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he grabbed him by the ankles and strength came into this man. He got up. Man that never walked from his mother's womb.
Yes.
Then he went. Got up and started praising God.
Dancing.
Hallelujah.
Leaping and dancing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many of us, we pass people that in wheelchairs, and is God speaking to us?
Yes.
Is he talking to us? When we see people that are afflicted and paraplegics and, you know, wheelchair bound, and I mean, is God speaking to us? Because he wants us all well.
Yes, he does.
And if we're living by faith, we can pray for people of that. We ask them, would you like for me to pray for you, you know? And if they reject the prayer, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God.
Exactly. Amen.
Because you're praying to God for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This is something. And I tell you, we kind of like digressed a little off of the subject in terms of living by faith. But I just want to make that point in terms of what do people see when we're walking and talking?
True.
Do they see us, or do they see the lifestyle of Christ emanating Amen. From us?
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
I mean, isn't that a valid question?
Yes, it is.
Pastor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Mm-hmm. We should be the light of the world, Pastor. We should be showing something else than being in the world. We're in the world, but not of the world, Pastor.
Right. That's so true. Mm-hmm.
So how are we living?
Mm-hmm.
How are we walking? What are the things that people see in our lives as a child of God? We know that the word says in Colossians 1, verse 27, that this mystery is that to the Gentiles is that Christ in us, which is the hope of glory.
Right.
Well, thank God for this understanding and operation here. And we know that he's a good God.
Yes,
he loves
is.
Us. Mm-hmm. And he loves you out there in Radio Land.
Yes, so
we don't want to close this broadcast out.
Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking about faith. And if you have faith in God, then you can receive the promises of God.
Yes.
Because everything comes to us from God by faith in what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask Minister Gloria if she would just extend this invitation to everyone out there that have tuned into the broadcast.
Okay, so faith come by hearing the word of God. You heard the word of God. Praise God. Now open up your hearts. Not just a sinner, but even a backslider. Listen right now. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord by faith shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Pastor Ross once again. I ask the Lord's blessing to be upon you. And all that I can say to you is keep on living by faith.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.